Title: Deep Dive for Drop with Chopped Final Character in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, welcome in. This lesson is an advanced deep dive into building a drum and bass drop in Ableton Live 12 that has that chopped final, resampled old school jungle attitude. We're talking gritty breaks, stuttered hooks, pick high cute ups, little found moments but still arranged clean and punchy in the arrangement view. The mindset for this whole session is simple. We're going to build something solid, then we're going to vandalize it tastefully. And the secret weapon is committing, printing, resampling, turning your own drop into raw material, the same way a sampler and turntable workflow forces you to. Let's set the stage. Set your tempo in that jungle-friendly zone. 165 to 174. I'll start at 170 BPM. Then jump into preferences, record warp launch, and turn auto warp long samples off. At this level, you want to decide what warps and what doesn't. Live's auto warp is useful, but for breaks and classic material it can make choices you don't want. Now in your project, create four main groups: drums, bass, music or chops, and effects or rise. Then add one more track, an auto track called print. This is going to be your resample print track. You're committed to tape lane. And do yourself a favor, make a locator for your drop. Name it something like drop A, 32 bars. Color code your groups. When you're editing fast, clarity is speed. Now step 1. The break core. The goal here is not to overchop immediately. The goal is a stable bed that you can build edits on top of, so the drop rolls even when your hook is doing weird stuff. Drag in a classic break. Amen, think. Funky drum or anything with the right swing and attitude. In clip view, start with Complex Pro just as a general, it won't fall apart instantly. Warp mode for a full loop. Turn formants on and set the amount somewhere around 60 to 90. That formant control can keep the break from turning into chipmunk territory when you're pushing tempo. Then set the first warp marker exactly on the true first transient. Jungle is unforgiving about that first hit. If the first transient is late by even a tiny bit, your entire drop feels sloppy. Now convert the break into something chop-friendly. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients. Create as drum rack. Now you've got your break slices on pads, and you can program it like a hardware sampler. Here's the teacher note. You don't have to reinvent the break pattern right away. Often the fastest route is to start by copying the original groove as a MIDI pattern, then make control changes. That way, the break still speaks the language of the original. On the drums group, add polish with stock devices. Start with drum bus. Drive somewhere like 5 to 15%, boom around 15 to 35%, but keep the boom short and tuned so it doesn't fight your bass key. Add transients, plus 10 to plus 30, for that forward snap. Then add saturator with soft clip-on, 2 to 6 dB drive, and EQ 8, high pass around 25 to 35 hertz, a small dip around 250 to 400 if it's boxy, and maybe a gentle top shelf if you actually need it. Be careful here. Old school grit isn't constant sizzling highs. A lot of classic jungle bite is mid-focused. Arrangement-wise, think like this. Keep the bed break consistent for 2 bars, and then introduce variation every 2 bars. That's a classic momentum pattern. The listener locks in, then you start throwing little jabs. Now step 2. The chopped vinyl hook. This is the personality layer. This is where it starts feeling like it came from wax and got reworked. Pick a source. A 1-bar jazz stab loop, a vocal phrase, a chord hit, strings, a pad. Anything that gives you a recognizable character when it's chopped. Option A is the fast, musical route. Put the sample into simpler and switch simpler into slice mode. Adjust sensitivity so you get musical slices, not microgranular nonsense. For playback, choose gate if you want more MPC-style behavior, or trigger if you want one-shot hits. And for that authentic cut feel, set voices to 1 so it's monophonic. That monophonic behavior is huge for realism, because every new hit naturally cuts the previous one. Now add motion. Use Simpler's LFO to modulate pitch. Set the rate slow, around 0.2 to 1 hertz. Set the amount tiny, like 3 to 12 cents. You're not trying to make it seasick. You're trying to create that subtle wow like a slightly unstable deck or tape. Option B is building a dedicated vinyl chop chain on your music or chops group. Think of it like you're printed through a mixer channel strip, but exaggerated just enough to feel like a record. Start with EQ 8. High pass somewhere between 120 and 250 hertz, so the bass and drums own the low end. Then gently low pass around 10 to 14 kHz, instant vintage. Add redux for grain. Downsample maybe 2 to 8, and bit reduction only 0 to 3. Teacher note, Redux is powerful, but it will destroy your mix if you stack it thoughtlessly. Jungle likes grit, but it hates fizzy, constant high and sandpaper. Then Roar, since you're in Live 12. Choose Warm or Tube. Drive maybe 5 to 20%, and keep the tone slightly dark. Then Auto Filter, low pass 12 or 24. Add a small envelope amount, 5 to 15%, so the chop hits have a bit of pluck and movement. Then Echo, time at 1/8 or 3/16. Feedback 10 to 25. Keep modulation small. Use Echo's internal filter to roll off highs so the tail doesn't turn into a bright wash. Finish with a short reverb. Plate or room, decay around 0.6 to 1.4 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, with medium. The idea is space, not cathedral. If you're working fast, map macros. One macro for vinyl dark, controlling filter cutoff and EQ low pass. One for grain, controlling Redux downsample and Roar drive. One for throw, controlling echo wet or send. One for space, controlling reverb wet. And one for wow, controlling the pitch LFO amount. Now step 3, arranging the drop with call and response. This is where a lot of modern productions miss the old-school magic. Old-school jungle drops rarely run full throttle with everything blasting every bar. They talk, they breathe, they leave gaps. Let's map a 32-bar drop. Bars 1 to 8, establish the loop with micro chops. Bars 1 and 2, bed break, bass, minimal hook. Bars 3 and 4, add a chop phrase, just a few hits on the offbeats. Thans, bars 5 and 6, repeat but swap one slice so it feels alive. Bars 7 and 8, build a fill into section B. That bar 8 turnaround is sacred territory in jungle. Don't waste it. Micro chop rules. Keep most hook chops shorter than a quarter note. Leave gaps. Silence is an instrument here. And use velocity to make swing and emphasis, like you're playing pads, not painting blocks. Bars 9 to 16, switch up your B section. Change one major thing. Maybe a different break layer, or a new bass rhythm, or the same hook pitch down. The pitch down move is instant 90s energy. Duplicate the hook MIDI and transpose it down 3 to 7 semitones. Then filter it darker for night mode. It feels like the same record, just a different part of it. Bars 17 to 24. Tension, dip, slam. Reduce hook density and let drums dominate. Then around bar 21. Do a 1-bar fake out. Mute the kick for half a bar, stutter the hook. Then slam back in with a full drum bus. That drop within the drop makes the second half feel like a new chapter without adding new samples. Bars 25 to 32, peak and exit fill. Bring back full hook, extra fills, and then bar 31 to 32 is your iconic jungle edit. Bin back, tape stop, reverse fill, something that makes DJs grin. Now step 4, resampling. This is the secret sauce. This is where it stops sounding like a loop with effects and starts sounding like a printed performance. On your print track, set auto from to resampling. Arm it. Now record 4 to 8 bars of what you want to capture. And here's an advanced coach tip. Commit earlier than you think, but in layers. Do passes. First pass, hook only, relatively dry. Second pass, hook with throws and effects. Third pass, drum fills only. Fourth pass, drum plus hook moments. This gives you sampler style assets while keeping mix control. Once you've printed, treat the print like a piece of vinyl. Warp mode depends on what you're doing. If you're stuttering rhythmic material, use beats mode and preserve 1/8 or 1/16. If you want smoother pitch texture, try tones. Reserve Complex Pro mostly for full loops where you need the overall integrity. Now do iconic edits. Reverse tiny hits. Add quick fade so cuts don't click. Use clip transpose for pitch drops, or automate track transpose if you want it more performance-like. And try slip editing, moving the audio inside the clip to find accidental gold. That's how you get found moments that feel sampled. Let's do a spin back, Ableton Native. Grab a tiny segment, maybe 1/8 to a quarter bar. Duplicate it. Add warp markers so the audio ramps backward. You're basically compressing time progressively so it accelerates into the reverse. Then add an echo tail, and low pass the spin during the move to mimic DJ mixer filtering. That combination sells it. Now step 5, bass and break interaction, because this is where the mix either becomes legendary or becomes mod. Build a recent wave eatable or operator. Two saws, slight detune, maybe low unison. Then saturator, soft clip on, 2 to 6 dB drive, EQ 8, high pass 25 to 30, watch 150 to 300, because that's where breaks and bass love to fight. Sidechain compress gently from the kick, ratio 2 to 1, attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 60 to 120, 1 to 3 dB gain reduction. You're not trying to make it pump like house, unless that's your choice. You're just making room. Here's a key arrangement trick. When you do a hook chop flourish, try a micro bass rest, like an eighth note. That tiny breath lets the chop speak. It also feels more performed and less stacked. Now step 6. Drum fills that scream jungle without over-editing. Use 1 bar fills at the ends of 4, 8, and 16 bar phrases. Classic moves. Amen snare rolls using slices and ghost notes. Kick dropouts for a quarter bar, then slam. Double time hats for the last half bar. Reversed crash into the downbeat. And if you want controlled chaos, use beat repeat sparingly on a return track. Interval 1 bar, grid 1/16th, chance 10 to 25%, filter it dark. Then automate the send for just 1 or 2 hits, not the whole phrase. Beat repeat is spice, not soup. Now step 7. Make it feel like it came off wax, but still hits like a modern system. On the music or chops group, add vinyl distortion subtly. Tracing 2 to 6, pinch 0 to 3, drive to taste. Then automate auto filter. Close it down briefly before key hits, then open it on impact. That's that DJ hand on the mixer energy. Add a subtle noise layer. Operator noise or a vinyl noise sample. Sidechain it to the drum so it breathes. It gives you glue and realism without stepping on transients.